ECB sounds the alarm on AI, and a laptop challenges quantum supremacy. The European Central Bank has summoned major financial institutions over AI cybersecurity vulnerabilities, a direct regulatory intervention that signals growing concern that the banking sector's aggressive AI adoption in fraud detection, algorithmic trading, and elsewhere has outpaced security frameworks in ways that could threaten financial stability. The action is widely expected to reshape how AI systems are deployed across critical financial infrastructure in Europe. The scale of potential exposure was underscored by newly published research demonstrating that inaudible sounds embedded in podcasts can hijack AI voice assistants, triggering unauthorized actions on affected devices without users' knowledge. Because podcasts reach massive audiences across virtually every smart device in homes and businesses, researchers describe the potential attack surface as vast. In quantum computing, physicists at the Flatiron Institute have used tensor networks running on a standard laptop to match results that D-Wave claimed in 2025 only quantum computers could produce. A direct challenge to D-Wave's supremacy claim, and by extension, the commercial proposition that quantum hardware can solve problems classical computing cannot. D-Wave's business model depends partly on demonstrating that advantage, making the university team's replication both a technical and a financial complication for the company. The White House has approved $9 billion for intelligence agencies, including the CIA and NSA, to acquire NVIDIA chips and deploy advanced AI systems, a classified funding commitment that reflects official recognition of AI as central to national security competition. The investment arrives alongside reports of Iranian hacker groups posing as recruiters to target U.S. aviation engineers, the kind of sophisticated AI-enhanced cyber operation the funding is explicitly designed to counter. At the corporate level, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella has dismantled the company's traditional executive structure in favor of smaller, flatter leadership groups in what is being described as an AI-era overhaul. Amazon's Be AI wearable is drawing fresh privacy concerns over its expansive data collection, cloud storage, and third-party sharing practices. And Pope Leo XIV, in his first encyclical, called for humanity to disarm AI, a formal papal position on technology policy that carries influence well beyond any single institution's direct membership.